getting ready to secure the skies. Their task, the defense of Qatar's sovereign airspace as part of Operation World Cup Shield. Throughout the tournament, aircraft will be on alert to react to any unexpected circumstances. Home to one of the largest US bases in the world, Qatar has been transforming and modernizing its military capabilities in the last decade. A joint Qatar-UK squadron will be securing the sky for the FIFA World Cup with 8 Typhoon fighter jets. But the Doha skyline is no stranger to the UK's Royal Air Force.
Each time previously for an exercise, you know, in December, they always culminated with a very proud participation in Qatar National Day of the flypast over Doha. This year is very different. So this is a much longer deployment. We're here for up to 6 months. And we're here, like I say, to really set the Qatar Typhoon Wing off on a running start. But obviously there's a fairly major bit in the middle, which is support to the security of the World Cup 22. And it's very exciting to be part of that.
During the tournament, 13 countries are involved in various capacities to preempt and deal with multidimensional challenges. The Ministry of Defence says its role will be to support the Ministry of Interior and Security Committee and also to protect, prevent and deter any threat towards the airspace, land borders and territorial waters.
Air Force, the Navy and Land Forces, which are all under the Combined Joint Task Force under the Ministry of Defence. So all assets, all borders, all territorial waters, land borders and airspace will be protected as per our standard operational capabilities.
With operational command under Qatar, Land Forces, Air Force, Navy and all other personnel will work under a joint command structure. UK officials say their experience in hosting the 2012 Olympics will come in handy. And if they do their job right, nobody will know they're there.
Ultimately, this is a sporting event, so the security that we're providing will be out of sight, out of mind for most. And it is there really just to cater for the worst case scenario, so from a counter-terrorism perspective. And that's what we're here to do. This is a sporting event and that's the main focus. It's about building relationships for the future and global security as a whole.
Since securing the bid, Qatar's forces have worked with global security partners to plan for the World Cup. They want this extraordinary military cooperation to build knowledge sharing for international sporting events and hope that lessons from FIFA 2022 will help secure other tournaments. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Doha Airbase, Qatar.